The union and SBC have been working on a new contract for several months, sometimes with the involvement of a federal mediator. But talks have broken down, and the Communications Workers National Office says a four-day walkout may begin Friday morning in all 13 states served by SBC. George Walls heads the largest Wisconsin local of the union. He says one main contract issue is job security, especially the shipping of some jobs overseas.
Well, we had a layoff here last year, and we lost a number of jobs in Milwaukee and throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout the five-state SBC Midwest region here. And we're seeing more and more jobs being offshored to India and other places. And there are jobs out there. The fact of the matter is that SBC is taking this work and transferring it out of the country.
But SBC Wisconsin spokesperson Howard Reifs contends that union workers were not filling any of the jobs that were outsourced.
They were jobs non-strategic that were sent out to other countries but did not originate in the United States.
Reifs says some of the jobs in question are technical positions in the company's digital internet service. Another issue between the two sides is the cost of health insurance. SBC wants to raise the copay workers contribute, arguing the figure would still be well below the percentage most U.S. employees pay for medical prescriptions and other services. The communications workers say top executives at SBC are extremely well compensated and the company is very profitable. SBC says managers and retirees would do key work if the union does walk out on Friday. The workers predict some delays in areas such as repairs. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.